Nitai wanders about the town, going from door to door to the residences of the most fallen, wretched souls. He freely distributes the gift of Harinam Mahamantra. He exclaims to whoever he sees while holding straw between his teeth, "Please purchase me by worshiping Gaurahari." Saying thus, Nityananda Prabhu rolls about on the ground, appearing like a golden mountain tumbling in the dust. Lochan Das Thakur says, "Whoever has not experienced awakening of affection for such an avatar as this, that sinful person simply comes and goes uselessly in the cycle of repeated birth and death." So this is the mood on Sankirtan. Lord Nityananda is out there wandering around, straw and teeth, trying to save anybody that'll listen. We sing this to the, you know, Sri Krishna Chaitanya tune. There's another tune, but it's harder to sing, so. Akroda Paramananda Nityananda Rai Akroda Paramananda Abhimana Shunyo Nittai Nagare Veda Adama Patita Jive Tare Dware Giyya Adama Patita Jive Hari Nama Maha Mantra Dichena Bhali Jare jare deke tare koe dante trinadori Jare deke tare koe dante trinadori Amare kiniya lo bolo gora Eta boli nityananda abhume gadi jai Eta boli nityananda Sonara parvat tajena dulate vata Hino mavasare jarate nagamila Lochan bole se papi Akroda Paramananda Nityananda Rai Akroda Paramananda Nityananda Abhimana sunno nittai nagare vedai Abhimana sunno nittai Jai
Acharya Sto Tadastadashishimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajak Acharya Sto Tadastadashishimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Kodi Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Vimritananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Srivasari Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Shishi Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadvip Dham Ki Jai. Ganga Mai Ki Jai. Jamuna Mai Ki Jai. Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Dham Sant Kirtan Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Go Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 8, Text 124, 5, 6, 7. This is Ramananda Roy's talking to Lord Chaitanya, and I'm just going to read these couple of verses before, just to remind us. Sri Ramananda Roy replied, "I do not know anything about this. I simply vibrate the sound you make me speak. I simply repeat like a parrot whatever instructions you have given. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, who can understand your dramatic performances. You inspire me within the heart, and you make me speak with the tongue. I do not know whether I'm speaking well or badly." 124. Prabhu kohe mayavari amita sanyasi. Bhakti tattva nahi jani mayavare basi. Now listen to what the Lord says. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I am a Mayavadi in the renounced order of life. I do not even know what transcendental loving service to the Lord is. I simply float in the ocean of Mayavad philosophy." I just read that verse and I'm like, wow, that's different. Sarva Bhoma Sange Mora Mana Nirmala Hoyla. Krishna Bhakti Tattva Kahe Tahara Puchila. Due to the association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, my mind became enlightened. Therefore, I asked him about the truths of transcendental loving service to Krishna. Teno Kahe Aminahi Jani Krishna Kota. Sabe Ramananda Jane Tehu Nahita. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told me, "I do not actually know about the topics of Lord Krishna. They are all known only to Ramananda Roy, but he is not present here." Tomara tane ailana, tomara mahima shunya. Tumi more stuti kara sanyasi janiya.
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, after hearing about your glories, I have come to your place, but you are offering me words of praise out of respect for a sannyasi, one in the renounced order. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains, a mundane person being enriched by mundane opulences must always know the transcendental opulences of advanced devotees are far more important than materialistic opulences of persons like himself. A materialistic person with material opulences shouldn't try to be very proud or puffed up before a transcendental devotee. If one approaches a transcendental devotee on the strength of one's material heritage, opulence, education, and beauty, and does not offer respect to the advanced devotee of the Lord, the Vaishnava devotee may offer formal respects to such a materially puffed up person, but he may not deliver transcendental knowledge to him. Indeed, the devotee sees him as a non-Brahman or a Shudra. Such a puffed up person cannot understand the science of Krishna. A proud person is deceived in transcendental life, and despite having attained a human form, he will again glide into the hellish conditions. By his personal example, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains how one should be submissive and humble before a Vaishnava, even though one may be situated on a high platform, such as the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Acharya of the world, the supreme spiritual master and teacher. Om Jnana Timanandasya Jnanam Jana Salakaya Chaksurun Miditam Dina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Nama Sheshtam Ramapi Sachi Putra Matra Sarupam Rupam Tasya Grajam Rupurim Maturim Gosavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Maho Radhika Madhavasyam Prapto Jasya Pratiti Kripaya Sri Guru Tangratosmi. O Krishna, the very fragrant river of your loving pastimes, which is a million times sweeter than nectar, flows within the Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas. But instead of drinking at that river, the calf of my mind prefers to enter a cave and drink the poison of sense gratification. O Krishna, O Lord of the calves, please quickly curb the calf of my mind with the stick of your mercy and bring it back to the river of your pastimes. Before I get going here, because I'll forget, I want to thank some devotees for sponsoring books. And also like to thank devotees just for their enthusiasm and just for the way they inspire me just from... Like when we come to the temple here, and the temple's clean, and the deities are dressed, and everything's so nice. And it just wouldn't be the same without the devotees. We couldn't do this without all the Prabhus. I mean, the people that I really, like you see all the time, like Nitai and Keshava and Akuti and all the regulars, you know, and they even go out on Harinam Sankirtan. And then there's devotees that, and like Guru Vagni pays for people's gas to take them out on Sankirtan. You know, there's so many devotees doing so many things here. Janami Jaya is out there growing sabji and flowers. And it's just amazing to me that every time I just stumble into this temple, there's a million things going on, and Krishna's devotees are all busy here. And I had some sponsors, I always do, but this year I really needed them. I lost one of my best sponsors. This devotee, no one knows him. I didn't know him. He joined in 69. And he called me one day, and he said, I want to sponsor book distribution. And he started sending me one case a month and two cases, and it ended up being four cases a month for 6 years. This devotee spent over $35,000 sponsoring books. And every month, he would just pay the BBT, and every month they would just be there. UPS would just bring those books. And a month ago, BBT called and said, what happened? And I called him. I couldn't get a hold of him. For some reason, he stopped, and... It was the marathon, and I still had books. I don't ever run out of books, but I was getting low. And one day I was walking out of the temple, and a devotee walked to me. I've seen her here before. Her name is Malati. I don't even know her. And her husband is Nishringa. He's a book distributor up in D.C. She came to me and said, my husband's been busy this year. He hasn't been able to get out. He wants you to distribute these books. So she loads my car up with six cases of books out in the parking lot, which I immediately went out and distributed, and it was my Christmas marathon because, like I said, I always have books, but I like to have more books. And if I have more books, I distribute more books. So go over to Anprabhu, wherever you are, whatever happened to you. Thank you so much for that. And Varuna and Kirtaniya, Seisha and Madhumati, Radhikesh, Premanjali, Dharmaraj, Prema Manjari, Nishringa and Malati, Loka Varnatam came through again, Vaishnavi and Anil, Radha Damodar, And I want to thank Dhritarashtra. He sponsored some books for me, too. And also Manasuda and Dr. Shiva Kumar. Thank you so much for your input. And I want to thank Shankar and Kripa Sindhu and the other cooks in the kitchen. I just think that gratitude is a really important thing, and it's really easy to take things for granted in this life. So if we can be conscious, we could be Krishna conscious. Also, we should be appreciative of any services rendered by other devotees. It's just, like I take it for granted. I just go out and do a sankirtan every day. That's what I do. I go out and I sell books, and I go to the temple, and I come home. But so many other devotees got millions of other things that they're engaged in, and they're all blissful Vaishnavas. So I want to just send my heartfelt feelings out to all the devotees that serve Krishna here so nicely. Well, I just come over here and I see the darshan and I go to the kirtan and I go on sankirtan. So thank you very much, Prabhus, for all that you do. Humility and positive energy, and these things are so important for our day-to-day living. When we were in Europe, we were very fortunate. We had the association of Satchinandan Swami just for a few moments, really, but in between his kirtans and his classes, and we got to hear a little nectar, and he was saying, you know, dear devotees, please chant Krishna's name a little louder, please enter into the mantra and don't come out again. He's so ecstatic. He reminds me of Vishnu John. When you're with those devotees who are chanting and they love to chant, they go on and on. It's just, you can just see they're in ecstasy. When he chants, when he gives class, and in between that, he's just, devotees are just swarming him, and they got questions, and they got problems, and he's just, so he told us this story. He just received a several-page email, and he said, well, after he read it, he was so depressed. He said the whole email was a devotee telling him about the trouble that he had with this other devotee, and so many things. He went on and on and on about it. He did this, he said that, he does this, and Maharaj just said, please, dear devotees, please don't be negative. Cooperate in a positive spirit. And I just thought, wow, that's so profound. If devotees could just be positive and cooperate together. Prabhupada said the only thing that could stop this mission is if our internal problems, the only thing that can stop it. It's not stoppable. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they're going to save the universe. Especially now, because this is not an ordinary Kali Yuga. This is that Kali Yuga that comes once in a day of Brahma. The other 999 Kali Yugas are just Kali Yugas, and there's a Gaur Narayan, and there's the Nam is the Yuga Dharma is Harinam. And everybody in the universe gets liberated, but they go to Vaikuntha. In this holy, blessed, amazing Kali, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna himself comes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Namo Mahavananyaya Krishna Prema Pradaya. He gives Krishna Prema. It's not Vaikuntha. It's not liberation. This is Krishna Prema that you get to get. So we've been given this opportunity. It's a once in a lifetime of the universe opportunity to engage in Chaitanya's Leela, which his whole program is to take souls and bring them back. Go out and meet the lost souls and bring them back. And if we miss this opportunity, it's a misfortune that we can't even calculate. Just to be born in Kali Yuga is a mercy thing, because just if you die, you get liberated. Haridas Thakura says in the Antalila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's worried about the fallen souls, and Haridas Thakura said, what are you talking about? They're all going back to Vaikuntha just from your kirtan. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, well, what's going to happen when they all go back? The place will be empty. And he says, well, Haridas says, well, you'll just reawaken some sleeping jivas from wherever they are in the Brahma Jyoti and fill it up again with fruit of activities. But we just fell into this thing. When I joined this thing, I never knew it was going to be, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just walking down the street and I got in the van and, you know, they gave me a book. And the next thing you know, it's 40 years later, I've been doing this and I have this thing inside me that I have to do this. Just like yesterday when I was coming, I was done with Sangerton, but I went into a store because I had to buy some stuff. And I always put a book or two in my pocket when I go into Publix or Walmart or whatever, and I just bump into somebody and I give them the book. And this lady was having a terrible time, and she was going, oh, I'm so frustrated, and the holidays have killed me, and she dropped her stuff. And so I helped her pick her stuff up, and then I said, here, I want to give you this, and I gave her a book. And she took it and said, what is this? And I said, this is a spiritual book. It talks about inner peace, how we can be happy from within, and how we all have that, but we've just forgotten it.
And the lady was just, she just sighed like, huh. It's like, oh, it's not so bad after all. And that's the whole idea with what we're doing with this book distribution, is that we want to go out and give everybody the chance to hear and chant the way we do. Because I don't know about you, but the only peaceful times of my day is when I'm hearing and chanting, when I'm with devotees, when I'm looking at the deities, when I'm distributing books. These are my high points of my day. And in between that, that's when you have to try to practice your sadhana, and you have to try to remember what life is about, because it's so easy to forget. Because you come here just with a party atmosphere. I just want to come to the mature world and have fun. And I don't blame you, because that's what people do here. I mean, I like it too. I like to play games. I like to surf. I like to ski. I like to play hockey. Things like that that you would just, seems like it's an innocent thing to do. But if you waste your human form doing that, then what do you get? I don't want to go back down into the species again. I mean, it's 8,640,000,000 years until the blessed Kali Yuga comes again. You know, I mean, if you're waiting for waves, you know, you got to wait for the tide. You know, you want to wait for the tide? You want to stand here for 8,140,000,000 years for that tide to catch a wave? And I want that wave. I want to catch that wave of prema and get out of this place. I have a couple of reference points here that I'd like to share. This is from Adi Leela. The amazing thing is Prabhupada gave us this process. And he told us, do this, don't do this. Come to the temple in the morning, chant your japa, go to class, worship the guru, worship Tulsi, all these things. All you really got to do is participate in it, avail yourself to it. And he gave us all the books. It's funny, I was listening last night, Prabhupada said, we have many books you can study and learn this science. And then he paused and said, of course, if you can't read, just chant Hare Krishna and you'll realize the whole thing. I thought that was pretty funny. If you can't read, just chant Hare Krishna and you'll realize the whole thing. But we're so fortunate, because listen to this. This is just, I just pulled this out of Adi Leela. The characteristics of Krishna are understood to be a storehouse of transcendental love. Although that storehouse of love certainly came with Krishna when he was present, it was sealed. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associates, the Panchatattva, they broke the seal, they plundered the storehouse to taste transcendental love for Krishna. The more they tasted it, the more their thirst for it grew. Panchatattva themselves danced and danced again and again, and they made it easier to drink the nectarian love of God. They danced, cried, laughed, and chanted like madmen, and in this way they distributed love of God. In distributing love of God, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they didn't consider who was fit candidate and who was not, nor whether such distribution should or should not take place. They made no conditions. Wherever they got the opportunity, the members of Panchatattva distributed love of God. A devotee asked me the other day, why do you go to Walmart? I said, because that's where the people are. Try to find them. That's all people do. They work, they eat, and they go shopping. That's it. There isn't anything else out there. When they're done working, they go to the store before they go home. And when these holidays come, then more people come out. So when you want to find jivas to save them, you go where they are. And we used to be able to just stand in the airport and they just came right by us. That was so easy. It was such a nice thing. So now we got to go find them. And if you're looking for jivas, where are they? Well, they're at Walmart. They're at Publix. That's where they are. That's all they do. And in between that, you know, they eat and sleep, and that's about it. Prabhupada says in the purport here, there are some rascals who dare to speak against the mission of Chaitanya by criticizing the Krishna Consciousness Movement for accepting Euros and Americans as Brahmins and offering them sannyas. But this is an authoritative statement here, that distributing love of God, one should not consider whether the recipients are Euros, Americans, Hindus, Muslims, etc. Foolish arguments like this are sometimes raised by envious rascals, but Krishna conscious devotees don't care about them. We strictly follow the principles set down by the Panchatattva. Although the members of Panchatattva plundered that storehouse of the love of God, they ate and distributed its contents, there was no scarcity. This wonderful storehouse is so complete, as the love is distributed, the supply increases hundreds and hundreds of times. Prabhupada says in this purport, the Supreme Personality of Godhead maintains everyone. He is providing for millions and trillions of living entities. He supplies all their necessities, and if all the innumerable living entities wanted to become Krishna conscious, there would be no scarcity of love of God, nor would there be any insufficiency in providing for their maintenance.
Our Krishna consciousness movement was started single-handedly. No one provided for our livelihood, but at present we are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars all over the world, and the movement is increasing. Thus, there's no question of scarcity. Although jealous persons may be envious, if we stick to our principles and follow in the footsteps of Panchatattva, this movement will go on unchecked by imitation swamis, sannyasis, religionists, philosophers, or scientists, for it is transcendental to material considerations. Therefore, those who propagate Krishna consciousness movement should never be afraid of such fools and rascals. The flood of love of God swelled in all directions, and thus young, old, women, children were immersed in that inundation. Prabhupada says, in Sridhar Mayapur, there is sometimes a great flood after the rainy season. This is an indication that from the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the inundation of love of God should be spread all over the world. This will help everyone, including old men, young men, women, children, everyone. The Krishna consciousness movement will inundate the entire world and drown everyone, whether gentleman, rogue, lame, or invalid, or even blind. A prophet says here, the seed of material enjoyment, watered by the course of material nature, fructifies to become a tree of material entanglement that endows the living entity with all kinds of enjoyment. To enjoy the material facilities is to be afflicted with the modes of material miseries. However, when by nature's law there is a flood, the seeds within the earth become inactive. Similarly, as the inundation of love of God spreads all over the world, the seeds of material enjoyment become impotent. You hear that? If you spread the Sankirtan movement, it kills the material seeds that are going to grow into the tree of material entanglement. So what kind of, and Prabhupada said this is the highest welfare work. So when you go out and distribute the holy name, whether you're singing and dancing or prasadam or books, however you distribute the holy name, you're in on this thing to save the entire universe from the seed level, from the bottom up. Because Prabhupada says here, when the inundation of love of God spreads all over the world, then the seeds of material enjoyment become impotent. Thus, the more the Krishna consciousness movement spreads, the more the desire for material enjoyment decreases. The seed of material enjoyment automatically becomes impotent with the increase of Krishna consciousness. I mean, imagine that. If we distributed Krishna consciousness all over the world to the point where there was no more sinful seeds growing up and entangling every lost jiva in the modes, then they'd all be free, and they could be peaceful and happy and treat each other nicely, like Prahlad Maharaj says. That they will, if they engage in bhakti yoga, they will think of each other's welfare. And we can actually live peacefully. That's what everybody wants. Everybody wants peace. Give peace a chance. Everybody's always wanted peace. They always want to be happy. Prabhupada makes it so clear here. By Lord Chaitanya's movement, materialists become averse to talking about wives, children, and learned scholars give up their tedious studies of Vedic literatures. Yogis will give up their impractical practices of mystic yoga. Ascetics will give up austerities, and they can all take to Krishna consciousness by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. It's like the panacea for all the problems in the world is to just distribute Krishna consciousness, which is what Prabhupada came to do. Came and sat in the park and distributed the holy name. And he said when he went there to chant Hare Krishna. He went there to worship Krishna. This is from the first canto, and there's another sweet part of this purport. Tadvag vishargo janatalga viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abadyavatyupi namanyamantasya yashon kitani yatshrinavanti gayanti granti sarva. On the other hand, that literature which is full of descriptions of the transcendental words and the glories of the name, fame, forms, pastimes of the unlimited Lord is a different creation. It's full of transcendental words directed toward bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. And Prabhupada explains in the purport here, a saint always wants to help the others. He is above the level of ordinary men. A saint is far above the level of ordinary men. He is always absorbed in glorifying the Lord because by broadcasting the holy name and fame of the Lord, the polluted atmosphere of this world will change. And as a result, of propagating transcendental literatures like Srimad Bhagavatam, people will become sane in their transactions. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? If people became sane in their transactions, that would take a lot of pressure off this world. Prabhupada says here, it's a qualification of great thinkers to pick up the best, even from the worst. It is said that an intelligent man should pick up nectar from poison and should accept gold even from a filthy place. Prabhupada says, while preparing this commentation, and because of the age of Kali and fighting is always going on, we have discussed here, there is always a chance of quarrel, even on a slight provocation. This is due not to the issue in question, but to the polluted atmosphere of this age. Systematically, there is propaganda to stop the glorification of the name and fame of the Lord. But the Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendental, and throughout the world, if we distribute it to all supermost, will do the supermost good, as well as to bring about the desired peace in the world. So it's a practical thing that we can do, each devotee can do. Throw some books in your car, some little books in your car, mantra cards, or just tell somebody Hare Krishna when you meet them, when you buy your gas or whenever it is you're doing. Because we don't know the urgency. We don't know what we're going to do. I was at the football game a month ago, and I was standing there, and there was 100,000 people driving on the road, and there were so many people, they were going slow, maybe 15 miles an hour. And I was on the sidewalk distributing, and here comes this young girl on a scooter, no helmet, hair flowing, and just, go Gators, you know, just so happy. So it was a beautiful day. And I looked at her. It was about 50 feet away from her. I thought, man, I'd wear a helmet if I was riding that thing. And for no reason, this guy turns his car, and they're going slow, but still, when you're going 20 or 15, and somebody turns in, and a boom, and immediately that poor girl was on the ground, and you could see immediately that her arm was broken, and she hit her head so hard, it looked like there was a grapefruit coming out of her head, like a goose egg with blood, and she's on the ground there, help, and just starts wailing, and of course, there's so many people there in a half a second, and zoom. All these people came, you know, to assist her. But I was thinking, you know, you just never know. You know, one second you're riding along, go Gators, and your hair's flowing in the wind, everybody's waving at him, and boom! What, you know, that's the kind of thing you just can't plan on. So you have to remember the urgency. Otherwise, we get complacent, we get lazy, and we don't want to do that because I don't want to be the person that doesn't help the other one. There's so many jivas out there. It's like we asked some devotees to come on Sangirtan one time, and the one devotee said, I don't want to go down to the football game. They're all drunk. Really? Were Jagai and Madai drunk? Or was I drunk? Was everybody in the material world drunk? Prabhupada could have sat at Radhadamara Temple and said, I'm not going to America. They're all drunk. So we have to get over this immaturity. We have to learn that our only business in life is to help Prabhupada. Prabhupada's mission is to spread Krishna consciousness, however you can do it. Janame Jaya does it by digging in the dirt out there, growing stuff. He's doing it. Kripa Sindhu's in the kitchen with Shankar. You know, everybody's got their thing they're doing. Devotees are working jobs and they're supporting this temple. Devotees that work jobs support my book distribution. So devotees said, we have to work together. Vaish says this all the time. He says, he always says it like this. You know what the hardest austerity is? The hardest austerity is to cooperate with anybody at any time. It's hard. And Prabhupada said, please cooperate. He said, after I leave, you will show your love for me if you cooperate. And of course, as soon as you left, we all started fighting. We got whatever. And we've suffered from that. So I'm not giving up. We have our program. We have our sadhana. We have devotee sangha. We have this temple. We have programs that we participate in. We have Sankirtan. We have, luckily, we've got books to distribute, so we go out and distribute books. This other nectar story, I heard Bhakti Bhai Babaswami was also there in Europe when we were there with Satchinanda Maharaj. I got a few moments with him. He was ecstatic. And he told me a story when he was in Beirut in 1976. He was just going on Sankirtan. He was going door to door in apartment buildings. And my question was, you're selling Hindu books in Lebanon? And he said, yeah, he met many nice Muslims that bought books and were very favorable. So anyway, he went up in an apartment building and he distributed books and he came out and he's walking down the street to the next apartment building and the building blew up. The building that he was just in, boom, blew up. And he's walking down the street with his book bag. He was just in that building. Also, how lucky are those people in that building that just bought a book? But and I was thinking, wow, 76, I was in O'Hare. That was pretty tough. It was hard out there. But nobody blew up any terminals or anything. And Bhakti Baba Maharaj was just, he said he was in ecstasy distributing books, but he said right after that situation, somebody kidnapped him. He was going on Sankirtan, and these guys just pulled up with AK-47s in a pickup truck and threw him in and took him out in the middle of nowhere, out somewhere, and they were going to kill him. And he told us that he really thought he was chanting. He was just praying to Lord Nrisimhadeva and Prabhupada. He thought for sure they were going to kill him. And just at the strange last moment, some guy shows up in a car out in the desert, out behind some rocks. And some guy comes driving by in a car, and Bhakti Bhai Baba jumps in the car and escapes somehow. But I just thought it was amazing because devotees go out in Sankirtan, and you never know what's going to happen. I mean, Jagai and Mata, I mean, they wanted to kill Lord Nityananda. Anyway. what else? Oh, I wanted to share this. Vaisheshika Prabhu has this program. They distribute a lot of books. They go door to door. But they have this really nice program where they come and they distribute all the books. Set of Bhagavatams, Chaitanya Charitamritas, prescription of BBT, subscription of BBT, also Amridanga, Cartels, and Gornitai deities, and it all comes in an IKEA bookshelf / altar. And I just thought, what an idea that is, you know? And they're being very successful with it. People are buying full sets of books and the deities, and the devotees go in and they set it up, put the books on the shelf, install the deities, have an Abhishek and a kirtan, and you know, you're all set to go. You got your deities, and you got the whole program set up. I thought that was amazing. And with Vaish and his program, with his book distribution and his Motel Gita, they've distributed 20,000 Bhagavad Gitas in this marathon. I got lucky, I distributed about 1,000 books in this marathon. Even though my marathon was a little depleted, I was sick for a week, and I had to go visit my sick mother for 5 days. But still, and then I came back and I lost my main sponsor, but still, Krishna's mercy, I still distributed about 1,000 books for this marathon. And I was standing in a Publix parking lot down in Orlando, and I hear this whine of twin turbos. If you know cars, you'll know this sound when a Ferrari or a Lamborghini pulls up. You hear this. So I look behind me, and sure enough, here's a Lamborghini comes flying into the parking lot, and the gull wings open, and this kid gets out. It's the Asian guy. He looks like he's 15. You know, he gets out. He turned out he's 23. So he gets out, and I go, and I hand him, he was right there by me, so I hand him a Perfection of Yoga. And he looks at the Perfection of Yoga, and he goes, thank you very much. And I said, we don't sell them, you just give a donation. And he's got a $300,000 car, he's going to give a donation, you know. So he can't find anything, of course, he pulls out a wadded up little dollar bill. And he gives it to me. He goes, here, and I look at the dollar bill, and I look at him, and I look at the Lambo. I'm thinking, that's a $300,000 car, dude. Give me a dollar. I go, is this the most you can give? And he goes, dude, that's all I got. And I said, what do you got, about 700 horse there? And he goes, 702. And I said, nice car. I said, by the way, what do you do? I said, oh, I design apps for iPhones. I said, oh, of course you do. So then his mother got out of the other side. The little mother comes out, and he gives her the book. And she goes, oh, yoga, thank you very much. I don't know, I just thought it was funny. It was just one of those things, you know, you never know who you're going to meet, what's going to happen on Sankirtan. This kid the other day in a mall up in Jacksonville, I gave his girlfriend the book. She gave me $5 or something. I gave her the book. And she got in the car, and they started driving away. The kid stops the car. He jumps out, and he comes running over to hug me. He's maybe 20, 19, he's a kid. He goes, I just got to hug you. I went on the beach to your chariot festival. And thank you, Dharmaraj, you know, you guys doing the chariot festival. thank you for doing Ratha Yatras. This kid said, I got that big book there. He had gotten a Gita down on the beach at the Chariot Festival, which is so inspiring to me when you meet somebody that likes it. I distribute thousands of books. You know, most people just take them and they go away. But it's so nice when somebody comes back. And then I was, this is the same day, this other kid came back to me because I happened to give him, I gave him Chant Be Happy, and it says mantra meditation. And he came back, he gave me some change. He was totally, he looked like he lived there in the parking lot. And he had a few pennies and he gave me, you know. So I gave it to him, and he was walking away too, and he looked and he came and goes, hey, mantras? I'm all into mantras. I like Krishna, Rama. He was just, you know, he looked like, oh, he just looked like Magrari or something. And so I loaded him up. I gave him some more books because he liked it and he wanted them, you know. I said, here, share them with your friends. But, and pretty much this is what I do every day as I go out there. Yesterday it was weird because I gave this guy a cookbook. His daughter was, I don't know, she was Rade's age, maybe 12, 13. And she liked the cookbook. I said, here, can you cook? She said, no. I said, here's a cookbook. Learn how to cook. Cook your father something good to eat. It's based on health. It's vegetarian. So he gave me $10 and drove away in a pickup truck. 5 minutes later, that man was back. And in his hand was his cookbook and the two lollipops they'd given him. And he just marches straight up to me and he goes, here. And I was like, no, that's for you to keep. And he goes, I'm not reading this. I said, you couldn't have read it that fast. And he goes, look, it says Hare Krishna right on the cover. I was like, so I pulled out the Beatles, and I said, you like the Beatles? Get out of here. I was surprised he didn't say, give me my $10 back. I was thinking, well, you know, he just drove away in a huff, you know. The girl was looking at me like, what did I do wrong? The girl couldn't figure out why the dad was mad at the guy with the candy and the cookbook. Seemed like such a nice guy. And all of a sudden, you know, dad wants to kill him, you know. And that's only because poor dad was a born-again Christian, which is one of the few people that we really can't relate to out there. When I meet all kinds of people from other faiths, you know, whether they're Jewish or whether they're Catholic or whatever they are, the only people that just cannot stand, they don't want the book, but they can't tolerate it that you're giving it to somebody else, too. That's the born-again, militant, right-wing Christians, and it's really hard to detect them. But as soon as they detect you, then they make themselves very visible. I was down in the villages. I go to the villages a lot. I call that the Grim Reaper Loka. Those people, what it is the villages, if you don't know, it's for yuppies who retire. And these people got money coming out their ears, but all they do is go to the doctor 2-3 times a day. And, you know, they're trying not to, like, you know, they're wearing diapers and stuff. And they're driving around in little golf carts, you know. So it's Grim Reaper Loka. And there's 130,000 people there now. It just keeps growing. It's huge. And if they don't kick you out, you can do huge there because these people, if you know, I like to boil it down to each individual. Look them in the eye, meet them. I ask them where they're from, and usually from their golf cart. You can tell where they're from because it'll say Michigan or Chicago or whatever. So I just walk up to these 85, 90-year-old people and talk to them. And I give them prasadam, and I give them the book. I like to give them Beyond Birth and Death. I show them the picture on the cover, and I go, look, we all start here as babies, and we all end up over here. Where are you here? You're getting pretty close to this. And they all go, yeah, I feel like I'm already, you know. And if you just talk to them, they're very, very friendly. Anyway, so I'm talking to this nice couple. They're getting in their golf cart. They're giving me a donation. They're getting a cookbook and something. And the next car is a lady who overhears. And she just can't tolerate it that I'm out there giving some old lady a cookbook. And she starts going nuts. And she goes, you shouldn't be doing this. And this woman's 82 or 85 if she's a day. And she's, you shouldn't be doing this. I said, doing what? What did I do? I didn't do anything to her. I didn't, you know, I didn't hurt her in any way. And she said, you're out here doing that. I said, well, what am I doing? She goes, you shouldn't be doing this. This is legal. I said, no, it's not illegal. I lied. And I said, by the way, and the lady gave me, the lady wasn't at all fazed by this squawking thing. She gave me the money, took her cookbook, got in her golf cart, and started to go away. And the other lady was still yelling, so I was walking by, and I said, do you really care? Why would you care? She goes, I really do care. You shouldn't be doing this. And I said, we're trying to spread the love of God. We're trying to help you. No, no, whatever you're doing, it's wrong. So what do you do? Well, I'm not going to listen to that. So I just went to another parking lot down the way and just carried on my sankirtan. Oh, what the heck am I going to do? Listen to that? I mean, they try all kinds of stuff to stop it. Prabhupada said, envious rascals are against this. And, you know, when you go out on sankirtan and you put it in their face, you may notice that. So here's a nice verse you can remember. Tasmat sankirtanam vishnur jagan mangalam amhasam mahatam apikauravya vidyai kantika niskritam. My dear king, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is able to uproot even the reactions of the greatest sins. Therefore, the chanting of sankirtan is the most auspicious activity in the universe. Please try to understand this so that others may take it seriously. Another one for you. Mantratas tantratas chidram desha kalaravastitaha sarvam karotinis chidram anusankirtanam tava. You know this one. There may be discrepancies. Anybody ever notice that? There may be discrepancies in pronouncing mantras, observing principles, and moreover, there may even be discrepancies regarding the time, place, person, and paraphernalia. However, when your lordship's holy name is chanted, everything becomes faultless. So that's the good news. Everything becomes faultless simply by taking shelter of the holy name. And if you take shelter of the holy name yourself, that's wonderful. But if you take shelter of the holy name and you give that to somebody else, that's super wonderful. Sankirtanam Vijayateitaram Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura says that sankirtan is superlatively auspicious. And so we engage in it as much as possible. And I beg every one of you to throw a few small books in your car, a few mantra cards, anything. Or just if you don't want to hand somebody something, just tell them, Hare Krishna. You'd be surprised when you pull up to a toll booth and you pay the toll. And then instead of saying thank you or whatever, you say thank you and you say, Hare Krishna. I always wonder what the reaction is going to be. And there's all different kinds of reactions. So if you do that, like I said, if you have a book, if you have a mantra card, you can just hand them to them. But if you don't want to do that for whatever reason, or you don't have one, just tell somebody the holy name. Lord Chaitanya likes it. He wants you to do that. And if you do that, you're going to get a lot of mercy. I was listening last night. Prabhupada was on a morning walk in Hawaii, and he was talking about death. And one of the devotees said, my mother, she was a nurse. And she said, death isn't bad. It's peaceful. I see people die all the time. They just die, and that's it. And Prabhupada said, and where is your mother? He said, my mother's dead. Prabhupada said, is she peaceful? Peaceful death? Prabhupada just laughed. Peaceful death? Prabhupada said, death means going to sleep, but they think you don't wake up. Prabhupada said, you go to sleep as a human, then you wake up as a dog. You imagine that? You go to sleep as a human, you wake up, you know, you got paws and a tail. It's like, oh no, what have I done? And Prabhupada said, so you don't go to sleep and just sleep. That's what my father says. When you die, you know, it's just a dirt bed. You just, that's it. It doesn't hurt anymore because you're dead. That's his thing. He's got pain because he's old and he has pain. Well, when you're dead, it doesn't hurt anymore. Wouldn't that, I mean, if they could just see. The body's laying there dead and you're off with the Yamadutas or whatever you deserve. But Prabhupada said, you think you go to sleep, but actually, you'll have to wake up a dog. Yeah. In the commode. He's in the commode, yeah. That's a good one. The mantle has his picture, but the person is in the commode. These things are going on. And the thing is, I mean, I take it for granted. I've been practicing this for 40 years, and I just feel like I just joined. I would have been lucky to be led into the Sunday feast and said, here's a plate of prasadam. That would have been a real merciful deal. But instead, you know, I got into this thing, and I surrendered, and I took initiation, and then the next thing you know, you're like lifelong committed to trying to save the world, which is a huge thing. Anyway, I like it. I like my service. I guess I have to take questions if there are any. I wanted to add this one little thing, because this is another thing I heard. When I listen to Prabhupada, I always, even though I've heard the lecture or the walk, you always hear something. Prabhupada was sitting there talking about kapotavahi. You know this kapota vahi. Kapota means pigeon. Vahi means sky, like ship. So Kapotivai means pigeons that you can train so they will carry you from one place to another. That was a good one for my dad. I was like, hey, Dad, did you know that you can chant mantras and fly on pigeons? Next time you're flying back to Detroit, you can just catch a pigeon. And then there's Akashayanam, which means, Akasha means sky, and you can fly with any vehicle. And Prabhupada pointed to his Vyasa-san. He said, just like this throne, I can say some mantra, and it will fly in the sky. I just thought that was funny. I know I heard that, but I didn't remember. Anyway, thanks for listening. If there's any comments, Kaliyapani Prabhu.
Can I tell a little Sangatan story from yesterday?
Oh, please.
We were doing Harinam in Gainesville, 13th and University. And these two middle-aged ladies came up. One was in a wheelchair. And they were looking like they were really appreciating the chanting. So Keshav Prabhu called the mobile one over, told and invited her to dance. So she danced very nicely for a few minutes, and they were really enjoying it. And then they went on, and afterwards I met them on the sidewalk. And the one in the wheelchair called me over and said, I love you people. And I have 20 acres of land in Fort White. My husband bought it, and he was going to develop it agriculturally, but he died a few years ago, and it's just been sitting there since. She said, there's a well, there's a septic, there's a functional tractor, most of the land is cleared, and I want to give it to you.
Well, that's quick. Just see that result. You dance and chat with somebody on the street, and they surrender their old property to you.
He said, you do whatever you like with it. Grow, use it for farming. You people, it's yours. And she was serious and sane.
Sweet.
Yeah, and I was thinking, what's 20 acres? You know, Krishna can give, I mean, the president can come one day and say, you know, I'm the leader of this country, and now I'm bewildered about my duty, and I've lost all composure. Please instruct me.
John, just see the results of Sankirtan. You go to Sankirtan, you never know what's going to happen. We were at the High Springs Sankirtan the other night, and Akuti was out there, you know, and she'd hand her tambourine, thank you, to the people, and they'd start playing and dancing. They just loved that. It was so fun sitting up there watching that. Anything else? Thank you, Prabhus. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. Hari, hari, bo.